It's time to go full contact with best-selling author, speaker, and the man known as the Switch-On Coach, Arlo Henderson. Prepare yourself for the motivating mental mind shift you need to take control of your life, get access to your authentic self, and live the life of your dreams. It's time to plug in, power up, and get your switch on.
Keep me focused when I peel it really beard off. Okay, that's good to know. So let's talk about like how to deal with rough emotional days for a minute. I'll talk about that. One of the things we know about life is there are going to be some ups and downs. There are going to be days where you don't feel your best. There are going to be days where the stress and struggles of life are going to seem more than you can bear. And it's going to cause you to get emotional. It's going to cause you to get stressed. It's going to cause you to feel a way to not make you feel like the best is yet to come, right? And the intentionality of something like a challenge can distract you long enough to get focused on the fact that you're going to survive that situation. It's not the first bad day you've ever had. It will come to an end at some point, and that, you know, there are brighter days ahead. And, you know, nothing great can last forever. Nothing bad lasts forever. It's just a matter of, you know, making the most of the bad times and really appreciating the good times, or the better times, we'll say it that way. So I think that one of the things you have to deal with in situations where you are stressed or not feeling your best or having a rough day, a rough couple of days, a rough week, could be a rough month, right? Is that having some habits that allow you to maintain the positive things that have worked in your life creates the relief you can have from compounding an already bad situation by doing more. If you have a couple bad days and you eat poorly and you come out of it weighing 10 pounds more, it's not going to make you want to get started again. It's going to make you feel like giving up. It's going to make you feel like it's not worth it. If two bad days can put me back in this situation, why does it even matter? Am I ever going to win? And that's why people end up yo-yo dieting. It's because they have a bad couple of days. They forget what they were doing because they don't have anything focused. They're not being intentional. And then ultimately end up in a worse situation oftentimes than they were before the bad days. So I want to applaud you, Deb, for, you know, really being, you know, conscientious of the situation yourself, recognizing that it wasn't really going your way, you weren't feeling the way you wanted to feel for a couple of days, and then acknowledging the fact that I do have the choice to let that stop me from doing what I'm doing, or to embrace the fact that, hey, This is a couple of those days that are not gonna feel good. But my goals are my goals. These are the things that I wanna do. And if I ultimately don't wanna keep add another problem onto this situation, I'm gonna stay focused and do what I need to do. So if you can remember that, you know, compounding the problem by derailing is not gonna get you the outcome you're looking for. It's gonna make the bad outcomes even more likely, right? Because you were feeling pretty good before these bad days came along. How are you gonna feel when you already feel bad and you have those days anyway, right? It's not gonna get any better, it's gonna be worse. You're gonna feel worse about it, and eventually the habit will be to feel that way and you can never come out of it. There are people who constantly feel in a state of despair, constantly feeling in a state of unfulfilledness or a state of, what's what I'm looking for here? A state of emptiness, so to speak. Like worthlessness is probably the best word to use. It's because if you don't feel like your life's going to get any better, what is it really worth? Right? It's like starting to age out in your 50s. Some people in their 40s. And we've seen a very, you know, rare few that have been this from day one just waiting it out. Like, someone day I'm going to die in their 30s. Because they don't see things getting any better. And the only thing left to do is to give up or fight. So they give up until they can't take giving up anymore. And they end up fighting for a little while and they go back to giving up again. They get in uproars about things that don't matter, that won't make a difference. We see these kind of people all the time. And the way you stop yourself from becoming one of those people is by recognizing that the things that I do don't need to stop because of the way that I feel. Because I want to feel better, I'm going to need to do better things. And if I continue to do better things, I'm going to feel a lot better. And I'm going to tell you what, when I feel like I want to feel and look like I want to look, most of the time. Every now and then when I have a day that doesn't feel so great, I can take it in a little bit more stride because I realize the difference between a good day now and a bad day now is going to be way different. Right? You start off here, but it's going to be way different the better I get. The more I focus on myself and stay committed to myself, over time, the separation between a bad day and a good day is going to be way more dramatic, right? So the pain may be more intense, but it won't feel like it will last forever. And at some point, it'll become a challenge. It'll become something to build on. And that's when you really start coming to the full fruition of being switched on is I embrace the struggles now. You know, I really embrace those times where I'm struggling with my weight. Because not because I don't know how to do it or I, you know, really want to mess up, is that, you know, I am a person just like you are. And there are going to be days where I just do what I feel like doing that day. And some of it's for mental health, some of it's on purpose, but everything is intentional to an extent. It's not like I'm just doing it random stuff. I'm making a decision to do something that is either on track or off track based on my goals, based on where I am and what my long-term goal is. For me, my goal is a long-term change. It's a long-term impact of this thing on my life. So because of that, I have to build in days where I have to learn to deal with my mistakes, learn to deal with my weaknesses, and that helps me move forward. So, let me see here. Oh, this is great breakthrough stuff. Definitely agree, I've had an eye-opening experience with this today. When I felt lonely, I always turned to food, beginning at a very young age, and it continued as my comfort throughout adulthood into my divorce. But having this program right now really made me think today and recognize the importance of what I'm doing by working with you guys. Oh my God, that's and it's hard to do like hearts on this part, so forgive me. But that's really important, right? What you just said is kind of what, it's the goal of everything we do here at Switch On. It's always been the goal from day one, right? I went through a life-changing experience where I realized kind of what you did, that I use food, right, and alcohol sometimes as a way to just escape everything that was going on around me, right? To hide the pain, hide the struggle, hide the depression, hide all of the struggles I was going through, you know, the hopelessness I was feeling. It was all centered around, it was all covered up by this food thing. And I started to take pleasure in it. You started to brag about how much you ate and what you ate and, you know, never saying no to a piece of key lime pie and, you know, never say, it became a part of who you were to the point where you thought like it's who you really are. And as you start to spend more time in the world to switch on and doing more of this kind of stuff, you start to realize it's not who I am. It's just something I was doing, right? And who I am, who I want to be even more importantly, is somebody who doesn't run to food when things are going bad, who doesn't, you know, abuse themselves with alcohol when I'm not feeling my best or things don't go my way, right? I don't cover up my pain and struggle with more challenges, you know, physiologically and emotionally than I already have. I don't create a problem to cover up another one, right? And that's why some people they don't say have fun, but they thrive on the struggle of losing weight, right? They're always on a diet. It's a distraction from what's really bothering them. They're not willing to accept the fact that the only way you would do this to yourself is because of a poor sense of self. Nobody that really cares about themselves abuses themselves. So what is it about yourself you don't like? What is it about yourself you really don't care for? Is it the way you respond to negative situations? It may not be the food thing. Is it the fact that when something negative happens to you, you have a trigger that you can't control? You lose control of who you are when things become stressful and it bothers you about yourself and it makes you feel less than you really are. And that is something that's legit. You need to understand is that in life, there are going to be situations that challenge your sense of self. And if your response to that thing is something that further degrades your sense of self, it ultimately creates a vicious cycle of, you know, self-degradation. You're emotionally and physically abusing yourself and you're actually pushing it and at some point even taking joy in it. You're bragging about abusing your liver, bragging about, you know, how much you ate and how, you know, those kind of things. You're starting to take on a persona of somebody who doesn't care about themselves. And the problem is deep down inside you do care about yourself. You do, because you're not doing it to feel bad. You're doing it to feel good. And if you're worth feeling good, right? If you're worth the idea that you deserve to feel good, then you're worth doing more to feel even better, so to speak. Worth doing more to preserve the opportunity to feel good. So you have to start protecting yourself in better ways, right? And it starts with something as simple as what do you consume? Initially, the food. At some point later on, it may be the music you listen to, the people that you're around, the books that you read. You start to only want to expose yourself to things that feed you. And that's why doing things, we talk about the VIP life concept is so important, is because you start to realize that these are the things that are really important to me, right? And if I want to do these things, I'm going to need to be, see myself living like this, doing this for a living, around these kind of people, living this kind of life, in this kind of environment, with these kind of, and everything's going to start to become real, right? And that's what's going to drive you. That's the inspiration. That's the internal drive to do something. It's the thing that's missing, the reason why you can't get up for what you do anymore. You know, something that seemed really exciting at you at one point has lost all its steam and lost all its joy, right? Parenting is like that. Those of us who have been parents, it starts off with this incredible, you know, joyous occasion, and at a time it makes you want to pull your hair out, right? Because for a moment you forget, your kid doesn't grow up to be that incredible person that you dreamed they were going to be when they first saw them. They become this crazy person you can't stand to be around, and you're like, oh my God, I got to be attached to this person for the rest of my life. So I'm saying that to say this, is that you got to care about yourself enough to know that if you have the feeling of feeling bad and wanting to feel better, then you care about yourself enough to get started. And Deb, you and I talked about the challenge you did last month and how it really opened your eyes to what you were capable of by going 30 days doing something consistently. And now when this situation came up, as tough as it was for you today, you found the strength that you didn't even know you may have had 45 days ago to move on. And that's what it's all about. I mean, the switch on concept is not something that happens like overnight. When you finally get the final switch, that there is the one that basically makes being switched on or what you are, that happens like, it's like a miraculous thing. It's an awakening kind of process, right? But on the way there, everybody has a different journey. You know, my journey wasn't perfect, right? I was super disciplined about my food, my exercise, and my reporting, and all the things that I did that were part of the coaching program. But it wasn't something I did willingly the entire time. I did it even begrudgingly, and it was a struggle. And I took pride almost in the struggle in the beginning. But then after a while, it became boring and mundane. And continuing to do it, though, by that time, it became a habit to where I was just doing it. Then eventually, I started to embrace it. And it started to give me comfort because I knew that I was going to get what I wanted in the process. And it reminded me that that's how it works. It's the first something starts off as a challenge. And the excitement of it, the anticipation of it, the novelty of it drives you. But that's the external. That's the thing pulling you in. And once that thing has you, then it becomes boring and mundane and routine. And it becomes a struggle to embrace. But if you can work through that, if you can keep going and keep that habit moving and just keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to start to take pride in it because you're going to get into the deeper realms of it. You can start to experience things about it you couldn't have known without the repetitive nature of it, to where the things that are everybody can see kind of drift away, and it's the things that only you and people that have done what you've done can see. And when you get to there, you're going to start to embrace the behaviors. Because it's going to give you the insight into your life and yourself that you were never able to achieve on your own. And that is going to be the thing that awakens you and gets that final switch that you need to really take charge of your life. It's what this process is always about. Every one of our processes is about. It's about creating the environment inside of you to allow you to have the outside that you want and experience the things in your life that you want because of what's going on inside of you. Because that way nobody can take it away. Nothing can happen. You can't be marred. You can't be scarred. You can't be, you know, ignored. You don't need anything outside of yourself to be all that you want to be. And when you get there, that is what it feels like to be switched on. That's the real deal. That's when the things that you want start to come to you, because you are you, not a version of you that you don't really like that much. Which when the things that even that you want come to you, you can't even accept them because you don't feel like you deserve them. You second guess yourself. You start having imposter syndrome and think, do I deserve this? You start to be afraid of losing it and you can't even appreciate it. You know what I'm talking about? It's relationships, the good days. You can't appreciate them because you're so afraid of the shoe to drop. So I'm going to kind of close down with this and see if anybody's got any more questions. Understanding the process of personal improvement on a continual basis, progressive improvement. Right? Not to perfection, but towards perfection. The improvement of it. Not the big leaps and bounds, not the gigantic mountain climbs, but the step-by-step commitment to self. Once you understand and embrace that process and make it a part of who you are, the sky's the limit. And if you focus yourself on doing that step-by-step process towards the life you really want, every moment of your life from that point forward will be exactly what you wanted it to be, because it'll be moving you in the direction that you ultimately want to be in. And whether you make it there or not won't even matter. See, what people say is not the destination, it's the climb. And life is kind of like that. Everything you want is something you're going to eventually have to give up and walk away from, because that's how death works. But at the same time, living a life not trying to have it in the first place just because it's going away will be meaningless. It'd be just the passing of time. It'd be sands through an hourglass. And I don't know about you, but it's hard to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go do anything, or to not eat something or not do something, whatever it is, to not, you know, deal with the ugliness of someone else's personality in a horrible situation, because there's no reason to fight if you can't win. But you can win. The winning is the doing. It's the daily progress towards what you really want, the perfection. And continuing to move perfection as you approach it, so you never lose the joy of the novelty part of the process. And as you start to feel it mundane, don't back up, push forward. Push the goal farther out so you get back to that exciting piece. And what you'll find is the mundane part starts to drift away. The habit of performance and improvement takes over, and it becomes the last part of which is the actual embracing of it. And you start to enjoy the process, and the journey itself becomes worth any destination that you achieve. And that's ultimately what you want in life, because, hey, at some point we all got to go. And right now, I got to go. So, hey, listen, we love you, but God loves you best. And if you can't do anything else, plug in, power up, and get your switch on. Have a great day.
Are you ready to live the full contact life? Visit www.switchoncoach.com. From there, you will be able to connect with Team Switch On and get access to the free tools and resources we have waiting there for you. Follow Team Switch On Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for more. So until next time, choose you and get your switch on.